Dr. Pinsky with a male. I am Ann William Stanley. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Stanley as described in the reports listed above. He is now a 65-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 8/23/04. He was working on a job and felt a pop in both knees. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including knee replacement surgery. Since evaluated here, he has had additional injections without relief, but no further surgeries. He completed his course of active treatment in 2022. New paragraph. The records provided show he received an order approving settlement on 9/21/20 in the amount of 80%, partial total to be inserted here. He then applied for a reopener on 8/30/21. This was accompanied by answer to interrogatories in which he stated he absolutely had no medical treatment to either one of his knees since the last award. However, the condition of the knees had significantly deteriorated to the point where he wishes to return to the previously authorized physician, Dr. Zabinski. He had not worked in any capacity since 6/20/20 when he retired from the respondent's employment. He had not had any new accidents, injuries, or trauma involving either one of his knees. New paragraph. The only additional medical documentation is that of a progress note from Dr. Wu, WU, beginning 11/16/21, regarding both knees. He was a poor historian and unable to tell what the indication for his total knee arthroplasty revisions were. Dr. Zabinski replaced his knees 8 to 9 years ago. He was currently treating with pain management. He had undergone bilateral total knee arthroplasties and right total knee arthroplasty revision and left total knee arthroplasty revision in addition to right hand surgery. He was examined and had x-rays recommended. He also was referred for various laboratory studies. Screening inflammatory blood markers. He did undergo x-rays of the knees on 2/9/22. They showed prior bilateral total knee arthroplasty. There was no radiographic evidence of hardware failure or periprosthetic fracture. He returned to Dr. Wu on 6/7/22 to review these results. He continued to experience nonspecific and chronic pain in both knees. Dr. Wu was able to reassure most of his blood work and radiographic findings do not demonstrate any evidence of infection or loosening. He recommended against any type of revision arthroplasty, given the poor prognosis after revision arthroplasty for unexplained pain. The patient was not happy with this treatment solution and tells me he, quote, has to have something done, end quote. Dr. Wu wrote if his symptoms persisted, he would consider continuing with chronic pain management versus referring him for a second opinion. He did question the patient that further revision arthroplasty for unexplained pain will likely result in continued pain. New paragraph. Mr. Stanley was also seen by Dr. Patel, PATEO, on 11/11/22 for a need for treatment evaluation. He noted the petitioner's long course of treatment and current and recent x-rays. He learned the petitioner was scheduled for bilateral genicular, G-E-N-I-C-U-L-A-R, nerve block under fluoroscopy, He opined this was medically necessary given the persistent and severe nature of his pain, greatly affecting his life. Coma function, coma, and safe ambulation. Period. He then submitted to these injections on 1/5/23, period, and follow up on 1/27/23. He related not getting significant relief from the left genicular nerve block. Period. He does not want to move forward with the right genicular nerve block with anesthesia. Period. He was told in detail that this is not a safe route as he is not cooperative under MAC anesthesia. Period. His left knee RFA is not recommended, and he does not want to move forward with the right genicular block. He has a maximum medical improvement from an injection standpoint at this time. Period. Lastly, he had a lumbar MRI on 2/9/23 at the referral of Dr. Custer, C-U-S-T-E-R. Period. The indications were low back pain and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. It was compared to a lumbar MRI from 5/17/19. Period. Those findings, impressions will be inserted here as much. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He decided to remain in his sweatpants, so these were rolled up. Period. It showed heel longitudinal scarring at the left Achilles that he attributed to a basketball injury and surgery. But there were also two anterior longitudinal scars at the knees consistent with his knee arthroplasties. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the knees was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion bilaterally without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/-5 for resisted left quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had mild tenderness, palpation at the left patella, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers are normal. Spine thoracic is normal. Spine lumbosacral, he ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait, using a cane in his right hand. Period. The rest of that is normal. He announced that he played college football and did not sustain any injuries, but he was also a sprinter and ran the 100-yard dash in 9.9 seconds. Period. Impressions. On 8/23/04, William Stanley injured his knees, as noted in my prior reports. Period. He did undergo bilateral knee replacements and then a revision replacement on the right. Period. Since last seen here in 2020, he had a genicular block on the left knee without improvement. Period. He therefore declined such an injection on the right knee. Period. He has not had any new injuries and has been out of work entirely. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be mildly decreased and symmetric range of motion about both knees. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait using a cane in his right hand. Period. He was able to squat and rise. Period. New paragraph. My impressions of permanency and causation are the same as those marked on page 7 of my 2020 report to be inserted here. And that is the end.